is the way we are supposed to talk to the server. So why have I tossed that aside? Well, it turns out that one of the best things about WCF, the key thing, the reason WCF was built in the first place, makes my life a little harder. What am I talking about? Well, it goes a little something like this. The first thing I want to say is that WCF is a little harder than our old-fashioned ASMX services. We have to have the classes, and if we're doing it properly, we have to have the interfaces, and then the classes implement the interfaces. You're going to add the attributes, and then we have to do the configuration. Typically, that's going to mean some information in the web.config, and we're going to have a SVC file to get these REST-style WCF services. So a little more work, but that's not the reason I put it aside. Here is why WCF was created in the first place. It gives us this amazing ability to abstract away our service so that basically we can have a class that could be instantiated inside a Windows service and be communicated with by named pipes or perhaps TCP, and then we can also have that expressed over IIS. And that is a powerful, powerful ability. But the problem there, this level of abstraction where we can take the service and put it anywhere, means that it is further away from some things that I need in IIS. So for instance, caching. One of the great things about output caching is that your code will not be touched if there's already a response in the cache. Instead, in the IIS pipeline, your response will be generated and sent back to the client immediately, very quickly. But with WCF, we don't have that ability. It is very far abstracted. There are also some other things. Part of ASMX is that since it's so close to IIS, its configuration is very simple. If you use shared hosts, you know that configuring WCF can be a little more difficult. And I think at the end of the day, when we're writing REST services in WCF, if we are looking at HTTP information such as the query parameters or the cookies, or we're looking at authentication, or we are looking at these different things, we have to ask ourselves, is there any potential that this service will be put in a regular .exe or a Windows service or something like that? And if the answer turns out to be no, then we might be missing some things like output caching, and we might be putting ourselves through some extra work to implement these services to no good end. Some food for thought, although I will add one thing to consider is that I've seen some numbers, some research that indicate that WCF performance is much, much better than ASMX if you don't consider things.